There's something of a near-extinct breed today, but Sergei Prokofiev was part of one of the greatest generations of performer-composers to come on the scene in his or any era. Along with Rachmaninoff, Bartok, Paderewski, and Stravinsky, his international reputation was built almost as much on his abilities as a performer as on his compositions. And the latter varied widely, from the dissonant, knotty, modernist textures of the second piano concerto to the refined tunefulness of the classical symphony. Prokofiev's early music, especially, was often daringly polyglot in style and strikingly ecumenical in content. His overture on Hebrew themes reflects this. Prokofiev composed it during his extended tour of the United States that began in September 1918. Commissioned by the Zimro Ensemble, the Russian sextet that was touring the globe on behalf of the Russian Zionist organization in 1919, Prokofiev based the piece on melodies chosen from a book of Jewish folk songs given him by members of the ensemble. He wrote it in about 10 days and was the guest pianist in the overture's 1920 premiere in New York City's Bohemian Club. The score quickly gained popularity, though Prokofiev apparently cared little for it, describing it as traditional and complaining that its form is bad. Nevertheless, it remains one of his most frequently performed chamber scores. There are two primary musical ideas at work in the overture. The first is a seductive, klezmerish figure that belongs almost entirely to the clarinet. It swings about and prominently showcases the traditionally Eastern-sounding interval of an augmented second. The second theme is more rhapsodic and lyrical, and showcases a fine balance between all the instruments of the ensemble. Listen to them here. Throughout the overture, there's a great sense of melodic freedom and improvisation. At times, the music seems to be evoking a village celebration, its energy building up and ebbing away. Prokofiev drew from the ensemble of clarinet, string quartet, and piano a remarkable range of color. The recurring combination of secco piano articulations and cello pizzicato at the beginning call to mind the drumming of a folk ensemble, while the swooning glissandi at the first theme's climax suggests Bartok's great folk-inflected quartets. Thank you.